first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. Mixing with two dumb plates of your own pronouns. Straight cat rock and Bulawayo. Hey, Bulawayo. Body of rich in Burundi. Argentina and Armenia.
Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Bill Lupoletti. I bring you this program every Friday. Happy to be here right before the Christmas holiday, and it's kind of rainy, kind of a mess out there on the roads. If you're in a traffic jam, we've got some great music for you to sit still and listen to on today's program. Before we get to that, I've got a couple of announcements. WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, Tom Waits, Orphans, and Joanna Newsom, Ease, that's Y-S, and Sufjan Stevens' Songs for Christmas. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center offers dance performances this winter from around the world. Enjoy the new black and white ballet Lunar Sea by Momix, the death-defying acts of Canadian troupe Cirque El Waz, and Madrid's Noche Flamenca. You can call the box office at 289-8980 for a brochure, or visit the Modlin Center online at modlin.richmond.edu. And here's what we've got planned for you special today. The first hour of the show is all going to be A soul spot. That's a regular feature that we have on this show, where we play vintage soul and R&B music. They're usually half hour at a time. This time we're going to do the whole first hour of the show from now until 6 o'clock. And all the music that we're going to be playing is music that was produced by or recorded by or overseen by a fellow named Ahmet Erdogan. He just passed away last week. He's the guy who was the co-founder of Atlantic Records, which is a huge record label now, but he actually started it himself. He and one other fellow named Herb Abramson, they started it in 1947, and Erdogan, to finance his share, borrowed, I think it was $10,000 or $15,000 from his dentist. And that's how Atlantic Records got started. Their original focus was on what they called back then race recordings, R&B, and also jazz. They later branched out into all different areas. What we're going to do is hear recordings from the years 1950 through 1967 from Atlantic Records, all focusing on their activities in rhythm and blues. And we're going to start out with a recording from 1950 that was one of the earliest hits that they had. It's from a fellow named Styx McGee. This is a session that was produced by Ahmet Erdogan, and the song is called One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
You want to get rich, you got to get out and dig. Want long hair, go buy yourself a wig. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. It's a real true saying, one monkey won't stop no show. You can live in the country, you can come to town. What goes up is bound to come down. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. Well, pick up on what I'm saying, one monkey won't stop no show. You can travel by bus, you can come by train. Travel by thumb, but you will get there just the same. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. Yeah, dig what I'm saying, one monkey won't stop no show.
Can't understand. the telephone. I wanna love you, love you, love you, love you, love you all the time. I wanna love you, love you, love you, love you, love you all the time. I wanna love you, baby, if I live to 99. Just give me 5, 10, 15 hours of your love. Just give me 5, 10, 15 hours of your love. Give me 15 hours while that shining moon's above. I wanna hold you, hold you, hold you, hold you, hold you till the light. I wanna hold you, hold you, hold you, hold you till the broad daylight. I wanna thrill you, thrill you, thrill you till the sun is shining bright. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you.
Tossing in my bed, good love.
some songs from the early 1950s from Atlantic Records. That was The Clovers and Good Lovin' from 1953. Before that, Ruth Brown did 5, 10, 15 Hours. Ruth Brown was one of the first singing stars for Atlantic Records, and she was... Ahmet Erdogan heard her performing in a nightclub in Washington, D.C. He spent a lot of time in D.C. when he was a young man because his father was the Turkish Republic's ambassador to the United States. So he's definitely from the upper crust. He was born in Turkey, spent his life growing up all over the world. Spent some time in, not only in Turkey, but in Switzerland, the U.S., and I think England and some other places as well. And he went to college here in the United States. He went to St. John's College in Maryland, the Great Book School, and went to then decided to go to graduate school. And he was studying something like medieval philosophy or something like that at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. But what he was actually doing was spending pretty much all of his nights at the nightclubs down there in the Howard University area, where there are still nightclubs, or are nightclubs again today. And I heard a lot of great music there, got turned on to by his older brother, Nasuhi Erdogan, to Duke Ellington, which was a big turning point for him. And so he had a connection there in D.C., heard Ruth Brown, and decided that she could be a recording star, and indeed she was. You heard 5, 10, 15 Hours, and that's Willis Tailgater Jackson on tenor saxophone, who would later marry and then later divorce Ruth Brown. And for that, we heard from Big Joe Turner and The Chill Is On. That's from the first session that he recorded for Atlantic Records, and it was his second release for them. And Styx McGee started it out with One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. You're listening to Global A-Go-Go, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove.
Every Saturday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., WRIR brings you River City Limits, featuring the finest in Richmond area musicians, all ages, all genres, all right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond's Indie Radio.
And that is our new local music program here on WRIR, Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., River City Limits. Check it out, 2 hours of all local music right here. And getting back to the Ahmet Erdogan story, by 1953, the label was doing pretty well, but they were just starting to get involved with the artist who had become their biggest star of all time, really put them on the map, and that's Ray Charles. Ray Charles was, you know, had been working as a musician for a pretty long time as a band leader, arranger, and had his own gig going as a frontman as well, a trio. He had kind of a Nat King Cole sound, and Ahmet Erdogan didn't think that that was going to cut it. Actually, neither did Ray Charles, to tell you the truth, and they thought that they needed to get him doing something a lot more gospel sounding. And here's one of the big hits that he came up with. Ahmet Erdogan actually wrote this, and I know a lot of record guys took writing credits for songs that the artists actually wrote, but in this case, Ahmet Erdogan literally wrote the song, and in fact, there's a demo recording of Erdogan singing or speaking and slash singing the lyrics so Ray Charles could learn them, which is a very good way to learn memorize stuff when you are blind. And so, yeah, Erdogan definitely did write this song, although it's very derivative. It's a blues, you know, they're all kind of similar. This is Mess Around by Ray Charles.
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juice. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, doing the mess around. that girl with that diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, mess around. I declare she can mess around.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, really was such a night. The moon was bright. Ooh, how bright it was, really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Ooh, it was a kiss. What a kiss it was, really was such a kiss. How she could kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was, really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. It was, really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love and the night were gone. But I know I'll never forget her kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss. Ooh, ooh, such a night. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love and the night were gone. But I know I'll never forget her kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss. Oh, such a night. Now she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and the night was gone. Was gone and her love was gone, and before that morn, oh, such a
Tina, hula, mala, wala, da, da. Tina, drama Tina now. Come on, baby, we're going ballin'. We're gonna have ourselves a good time. We go hula tralla walla mala dala, drink some mellow wine.
WRIR is your winter weather station with Judd the Snowman, giving you up-to-date weather forecasts, road conditions, school closings, and observations from our community weather watchers.
Spread some sand over the bridge.
Well, it flurries and then it comes down really hard.
That's Judd the Snowman, only on WRIR 97.3 FM, radio for the rest of us.
Yes, this is WRIR, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet and radio for the rest of us, broadcasting at 97.3 megahertz here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. This program is Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, and we're doing a one-hour tribute today to the late Ahmet Ertegun, who passed away last week, the man who founded Atlantic Records, maybe the last of the great record men. That was with us. And we heard from Laverne Baker there to close out that set from the year 1955, and Jim Dandy to the rescue. Laverne Baker from Chicago, and her first professional gig at the Club DeLisa in Chicago, she was billed as Little Miss Sharecropper, which was, aside from insulting, totally incorrect, because she was born and raised in Chicago. They dressed her up in, like, you know, rural baggy clothes, and totally bogus. The house piano player at the Club DeLisa was a guy named Sonny Blunt, who later changed his name to Sun Ra. Anyway, Laverne Baker was preceded by Professor Longhair. That one was recorded, actually, in New Orleans. Almost all of the Atlantic sessions are recorded in... that Ahmet Ertegun produced were recorded in New York City. They had a studio in Midtown. It was actually their office. When they started, they used to just, like, move the furniture to the side and record people right in the office. But Professor Longhair didn't do a lot of traveling. He didn't like to give up his steady gigs playing piano in New Orleans. So Atlantic came to them, and Ahmet Ertegun produced that session, Tipitina, with a new employee of his, a guy named Jerry Wexler, who would become the most important guy at Atlantic Records in the not-too-distant future, and we'll talk about him a little bit later. Before that, Clyde McFadder and the Drifters did Such a Night.
And Ahmet Erdogan signed Clyde McFatter when he left the Dominoes. He actually signed him the day after he left, was kicked out of the Dominoes. He went to see the Dominoes at some club in New York, and they didn't have their old lead singer. They asked what happened, and they were told that he'd been fired. And he said, excuse me, I have to make a phone call. Went to a payphone, found Clyde McFatter's father's phone number in the phone book, called him up and said, I want to sign you right now. And went over the next day, signed him to a contract, and gave him this new singing group called the Drifters, which became a huge, huge success. And we started out with the first big hit for Ray Charles. I think it was the first big hit for Ray Charles on the Atlantic label from 1953, Mess Around, written by Ahmet Erdogan. And his songwriter credit frequently had his last name spelled backwards, so it is credited to A. Nougetre. Yeah, and let's keep going with some more music. Oh, before I do that, I got to do some business. This program is sponsored by Drummy Zeb and the Razor Posse Reggae Band. Drummy Zeb, 8-year drummer for the Wailers, is hosting a Roots Reggae pre-Kwanzaa event at the Hyperlink Cafe tonight. That's Friday, December 22nd, from 7 p.m. until 2 a.m. The evening starts with a reggae movie at 7:30, followed up with special guest performances by Justin Joseph, Trick Holiday, and Rasul the Nobody. I think you know what I'm talking about. Headlining the event will be the evening will be Drummy Zeb and the Razor Posse performing tracks from their CD The First Time and their hit You Gotta Serve Somebody from the Bob Dylan tribute CD It's Rolling Bob. Also, they'll be collecting canned goods for charity. That's all happening tonight, Friday, December 22nd at the Hyperlink Cafe. That's 814 West Gray Street. And this program is being brought to you in part because of the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow, featuring clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. After 2 decades at the same location, Exile has moved only 1 block away to 835 West Gray Street. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. Let's get back to the music here. And by 1957, the label is doing really well, and Ahmet Erdogan is getting out of the being a producer business. All the tracks that you've heard so far were sessions that he either produced or co-produced. But now we're going to hear one of the earliest ones that that came out on Atlantic that he wasn't the producer on. And they had gotten a business arrangement going with a couple of New York City guys named Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and this is one of the groups that they brought to Atlantic Records, the Coasters. Yes, and we're going to hear one of the Lieber-Stoller. What did they used to call these? They called them like mini novels or something like that. All the songs had very elaborate stories. Anyway, this is one of them, Youngblood by the Coasters.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Young blood. Young blood. Tell me about it. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. I took one look and I was fractured.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind.
What crazy stuff? She looked so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. Met her dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
Young girl. Get you.
Yeah. Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. No, 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 no. Don't play that song for me. It brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days I spent with you. Oh no, don't let it play. It fills my heart with pain. Please stop it right away. I remember just what it said. It said,
darling, I love you.
You know that you lied.
Darling, I love you.
You know that you lied.
Darling, I love you.
You know that you lied.
Whoa.
You lied.
Whoa.
You lied.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. No, 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 no. I remember on our first date, you kissed me and you walked away. You were only 17. I never thought you'd act so mean. You said,
darling, I love you.
But baby, you lied. Yes, baby, you lied.
Darling, I love you.
You know you lied.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa, 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 whoa.
And that's Ben E. King right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. But you know, today we're just focusing on, at least in the first hour here, the R&B sides from Atlantic Records that was founded by Ahmet Ertegun, who passed away last week. And Ertegun co-wrote and produced that session for Ben E. King. Don't play that song, you lied. If you, there is any resemblance to Stand By Me, which was Benny King's biggest hit, that came out a year earlier than that. I'm sure that the resemblance was entirely intentional. Great song, anyway, with great backing vocals from the Raelettes and Little Eva, who sang Do the Locomotion. That's who's doing the background vocals there. Before that, we heard Ray Charles, and I guess my favorite of any of the Atlantic recordings from 1959. What Did I Say? Parts 1 and 2. That was a two-sided single. That was pretty common back then, where you had to flip it over to hear the whole thing, because you could only get, you know, like 2.5-3 minutes worth of stuff on the side of a 45. And then you'd get two plays on the jukebox if you wanted to hear the whole thing, so that would be like two nickels instead of one. And great, great song by Ray Charles, arguably the first funk song ever recorded, 1959. But before that, the Bobettes, who were a very young girl group. The young women in that group at the time of the recording were between 11 and 13 years old. They did Mr. Lee, who was their fifth grade teacher. And the way they originally wrote the song, or so the story goes, it was not appropriate for radio play. And so they had to rework that in the studio. That was a session that Ertegun produced. But I don't think he's one of the people that helped rewrite the lyrics to make them a little bit more palatable coming out of the mouths of 11 to 13-year-old girls. And we started off the set with Youngblood by the Coasters from Lieber and Stoller, 1957. All of this, as I said, on Global Agogo right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, independent radio in a democracy. VSA Arts of Virginia is seeking art submissions for its 2007 Outside the Lines show calendar. Outside the Lines is an entrepreneurial arts program that is open to artists with disabilities and others with limited arts access. It offers opportunities to showcase work for sale while learning how to submit and present art for consideration in juried and curated art exhibitions. Exhibitions begin February 2007 in four different venues in the greater Richmond area, and you can contact Krishana Spencer for more information at 230-0246 or kspencer at vsava.org. And we've got coming up next is, I mentioned a fellow named Jerry Wexler. He joined Atlantic in the 1950s, and he became an investing partner in it. I'm not sure exactly when. I think sometime in the 60s. And we got a recording here from 1960 by Carla Thomas that we're going to play next. This was actually not recorded by Atlantic. It was made by a label in Memphis, Tennessee called Satellite Records. And the song became a hit. And, you know, what happens when you have a popular record is you have to press more of them, and that costs money, which you have to lay out up front, and then you're hopefully going to get it back when you sell them to stores or jukeboxes, however you did it. The jukeboxes was a big distribution source back then. And so it took capital, and these little labels didn't have enough capital in a lot of cases. That's how Elvis Presley got signed by RCA from Sun Records, because Sun couldn't afford to put out the records. They were selling too many units, and they didn't have enough cash to press all the records. Well, Satellite had that problem with Gee Whiz by Carla Thomas, and they went to Atlantic Records and signed a distribution deal, and that is how Atlantic got involved in the Southern soul business. Satellite changed their name a couple of years later to Stax, and you probably know the rest of the story. So we're going to finish this last part of the hour with some of the Satellite and Stax recording artists. We're starting with Carla Thomas from 1960 and Gee Whiz.
well, I will be.
Hi, this is Michael Hurst from the band One Ring Zero. When I'm in town, I listen to 97.3 FM WRIR in Richmond, Virginia. Incidentally, since I'm a geek, I also listen to it on the internet at WRIR.org.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unsure. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Should understand she's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood just like her man. If you wanna do you gotta be a do-right, 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 do- a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like a man. If you wanna do
Of course, that's the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, although she wasn't the Queen of Soul yet in 1967. Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. What she was in 1967 was an unsuccessful recording artist. That's what she was. She signed with Atlantic after having been on Columbia for a number of years, and her recordings on Columbia, frankly, are garbage. And they wanted her to be a pop singer, you know. And she's got this incredible voice. And Atlantic, and Jerry Wexler in particular, said... He was asked by a friend of his at Columbia what they were going to do with Aretha Franklin because she had been such a flop, and he said, "We're going to take her back to church," and that is exactly what they did. That is the B-side of the first single that she put out for Atlantic, "Do Right Woman, Do Right Man," written and that session was recorded at Muscle Shoals Studios in Alabama, and it was a particularly difficult session. They didn't get a lot of material out of it, but they did get two fantastic sides, and that's probably about as much as you can expect from anything. The A side is "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You," so two of the best songs in the history of soul music. But that was it, the last time that she ever recorded at Muscle Shoals, because it was so bad. There were fist fights. There was all kinds of problems. Before that, we heard Wilson Pickett and "In the Midnight Hour" from 1965, and Otis Redding, his first recording for Stax from 1962. It was actually at the back end of somebody else's session, where the session was also, you know, not going very well, and they had some extra time, and they said, "Let's get this guy in here and get him to do a song," and that's what he did. "These Arms of Mine," one of the greatest soul performances ever, from Otis Redding, 1962, and we started out with Carla Thomas and Gee Whiz. All of those... recorded in the South. The first three of the four songs were recorded for Satellite or Stax Records, and the last one, Atlantic, recorded at Muscle Shoals. And you're listening to Global A-Go-Go, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.com. And that's our tribute to the late, great Ahmet Erdogan. Just covering his work in R&B and soul music, and you know, he is equally influential in jazz and in rock. On the jazz side, Atlantic, you know, recorded so many great artists, John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, Charles Mingus. So that's, I mean, there'd be a great show in that. It's really Ahmet's brother, Nasuhi, who became a partner later at Atlantic, who kind of spearheaded the jazz effort. And then Ahmet spent a lot of his time from the 60s on working on rock music. He signed Rolling Stones to a distribution deal after they stopped recording for whoever it was they were recording for. And, just tons and tons and tons of people. So, you know, maybe some of our other hosts will pick up the ball. Here's the gauntlet being thrown down to you guys. Maybe you want to add on to the tributes here to Ahmet Erdogan. There's so much great material that he was involved in that we could play on the station. Global A-Go-Go is underwritten in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center offers performances this winter by Momix Dance Company, Fiddler Bonnie Rideout, Cirque El Waz, Soweto Gospel Choir, Cherry Holmes, and the Shanghai Quartet. Please call the box office at 289-8980 for a brochure, or visit the Modlin Center online at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR would like to give thanks to the Byrd Theater for its continued underwriting support. The Byrd Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. A bunch of stuff going on there this weekend. The 7:15 movie on Friday and Saturday is The Prestige. The 9:30 movie on Friday and Saturday is Borat. Nice. The Saturday and Sunday 5 p.m. matinee is Borat Sexy Time. And they're also showing It's a Wonderful Life three times for the Christmas season. They're going to show it Sunday at 7:15 p.m., Monday at 7:15, and 9:45 p.m. And each of those showings of It's a Wonderful Life are preceded by a Christmas sing-along before the movie, I assume singing along to the mighty organ at the Bird Theater. And there's no Saturday midnight movies right now. They're going to start that again in 2007. More information about the Bird Theater can be obtained at 353-9911 or online at birdtheater.com. And the holidays are coming up. No way, Jose. And with it, the season of giving. Saturday, December 23rd at Alley Cats, Murphy's Kids and WRIR are staging the 7th annual Happy Scala Days to benefit your local radio station, WRIR, and Richmond Food Not Bombs. This year, Happy Scala Days features the sounds of epic rockers Vindication and Neighborhood Friendly and the reggae and rock and roll of Murphy's Kids. Doors open at 5 p.m. on the 23rd. That's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the 23rd. And all proceeds benefit WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. So bring a canned good and your dancing shoes, and we'll see you at the 7th annual Happy Scala Days. More information is at www.alleycatsrva.com or www.myspace.com/mkrva for Murphy's Kids. We want to thank the fellows at Murphy's Kids for including us in on their event. We are honored to participate in it, and we certainly want you to come out and support what they're doing in the community. And, of course, we'd love for you to support what we're doing as well. But we've got to give kudos to those guys for organizing this, and we're just going to do our part do a great job at doing our part. Come on down. You'll get to meet a whole bunch of WRIR folks at that show. Okay, let's get back to the music here, and we're going to switch to more like our normal format here. And let me play something. This is a brand new record from one of my favorites, one of the most soulful singers, I think, in the world today, Rashid Taha from Algeria. And this is his brand new record called Diwan 2, and we're going to hear track one from it. A wonderful old Algerian song is called, is sung in French, called Écoutez moi camarade. La 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 la.
Écoutez-moi, camarade, laisse tomber cette fille, tu m'entends. Elle va te rendre malade et tu vas souffrir longtemps. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Mais elle ne t'a jamais aimé, camarade. Elle profite de toi, tu es content. Même ses paroles, elles sont froides. Tu dois les sentir pourtant. Regarde-toi bien dans la glace et réfléchis, c'est important. Tu as choisi une épine, hélas, ce n'est pas une rose de printemps. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Ne compte plus sur ses promesses, elle t'aimera pas même à cent ans. Elle t'a joué la double face. Elle changera à chaque instant. Combien t'as pris pour un imbécile? Mais toi tu trouves tout ça c'est bon. Ne me dis pas non, c'est inutile. Car pour moi, tu es un con. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes. Tu as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes. Tu as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Sois un peu fier, laisse-la tranquille. Elle se moque de toi, ça se voit, non. Je te comprends, ce n'est pas facile. Car où tu marches, tu cries son nom. Ce n'est pas pour tes beaux yeux au fait. Si elle t'a pris le bras devant les gens. Toi tu veux jouer Roméo et Juliette. Mais elle ne pense qu'à ses amants. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes. Tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes. Tu lui as donné ton âme. Tu deviens solaire à cause d'une fillette. Toi qui te crois intelligent. Excuse-moi vraiment, tu es bête. Ce n'est pas de ta faute, monsieur Pigeon. T'en prie, oh camarade, on dirait que tu n'es pas là. Moi je connais, c'est rigolade. Je suis déjà passé par là. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes. Tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes. Tu lui as donné ton âme. Mais qui est ce camarade? Je parle de ça, personne n'est là. Alors c'est moi, le camarade, le pauvre con, et le voilà.
Ma vie Aisha si tu m'aimes.
Chechenia. cherche autour de moi, parmi les morts, un visage que je connais, qui pourra raconter. Quelle malédiction, vous les soldats, je voudrais vous rendre inoffensif. Yo Allah, aide-moi. Yo Allah, aide-moi. Oubliez les nuits de vos Tchétchénia, le rêve à toi. Yo Tchétché, good morning Tchétchénia. Yo Tchétché.
Every Sunday morning here at 7 a.m. with the new Breakfast Snob, taking the edge off your morning or putting the edge back in on WRIR 97.3 FM.
Yes, that's the new Breakfast Snob every Sunday from 7 to 9 a.m. with Alan. Great program, check it out. That was Akli D from his brand new album, Mayela. We heard Good Morning Chechenia. If that album sounded, the sound there sounded familiar, it was produced by Manu Chao, same guy who produced Amadou and Mariam. A little bit of similarity in the sound, seems to me. It's an excellent new record, Mayela, from Akli D. All the artists in that part of the set from Algeria. Before that, we heard from Khaled and Aisha. And that goes back to 1996. And we heard new music from Rashid Taha to start out the set. Écoutez moi camarade from his brand new album, Diwan 2. That's going to be one of my top 10 albums of 2006 for sure. Let's keep going with some more of these North African sounds. We're going to move down to Mauritania and listen to a woman named Maluma right here on Global Agogo. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
some music out of Western Sahara. Where else but on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. That's Shueta from Western Sahara, and that song is called Wadna. Before that, we heard Remita, from the singer Maluma from Mauritania in northwestern Africa. And you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, Susan Greenbaum's new record, You Are My Holiday, Bob Dylan's Modern Times, and Nas, Hip Hop is Dead. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street, and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And we want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Modlin Center will bring a great variety of performers to Richmond in the coming months. Although tickets for those events are not on sale yet, gift certificates are available in any dollar amount, and they make wonderful last-minute holiday gifts. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 for more information. And the Legba Folklore Society invites you to the 2006 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. The celebration will be held on Saturday, December 30th between 1 and 9 p.m. at the Greater Richmond Convention Center in Exhibit Hall B. This family event combines performances, the African market, special children's activities, and African-inspired cuisine and workshops with the candle lighting ceremony to celebrate this year-end Pan-African holiday of Thanksgiving and recommitment. And it doesn't say so on this announcement, but I happen to know that WRIR's Charles Williams will be down there playing music as part of the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, so you check him out down there as well. Information about ticket prices and volunteer opportunities is available at 804-644-3900 or on the web at www.efsinc.org. Again, that's the 2006 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. It is happening on Saturday, December 30th from 1 to 9 p.m. in the Greater Richmond Convention Center. And it's now 6:35. I got 25 more minutes of music on this program, but you've got hours and hours, days of music here all weekend on WRIR. If you're new to the station, the format is pretty easy to remember. We program news, public affairs, and talk programs on weekdays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's music the rest of the time. That means it's all music all weekend, and this show actually kicks off the all music part of a weekend part of our schedule. Following me, you'll have Christian in here with This Modern Beat from 7 until 9 p.m. He'll be playing you the best in what's new in hip-hop and electronica and other groove-oriented things. After that, it's DJ Ross Babbo and Zendo Sound System from 9 until 11 p.m. He will be keeping it real for the Conscious Ones with his great mix of dub, downbeat, deep house, stuff like that. And after him, it's Mr. Felty, Andrew Felty, with Midnight Solstice from 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. right here on 97.3, playing you the best in old soul, funk, psychedelic rock, jazz, things like that, mostly on vinyl. That's our schedule for Friday nights. You can see the whole schedule for the station at our website, www.wrir.org, and just click on schedule. You can also click on the Donate Here button as well if you would like to make a financial donation to this radio station, which is one of the things that keeps this project going. We're into our second year. We're almost at our second birthday, and we're so happy to be here and so happy to be able to continue to provide this service for the Richmond community and the rest of the world via the internet as well. All right, what we're going to do in this set, we've got one more North African artist to play. There's a little bit different sound here. This fellow is named Ronnie, and he's going to be covering a song that was an old Cuban song that was made legendary by the Buena Vista Social Club. I'm sure you'll recognize it, but check out this North African version of Chan Chan right here on Global Agogo.
Para Mayarí. temelem bune da.
Puesto y muerto en lo que soy, en donde soy, en esta era, que es de esta tierra, en donde consumo el café. No tengo ni un coiba, pero tengo fe, pues todo llega, descargo igual, mi manantial, me va a empapar.
Vamos.
Que motivo no te he dado pa' que digas más mentiras. No lo me vengas con descaro. Tú tienes una decisión, ya tomaste una elección. A mí ya me olvidaste, pues tú nunca a mí me amaste. Si con otro te quedaste, mi dinero te cegaste, pero no te lo llevaste. Tú conmigo, fallaste.
Quédame tranquilo ya.
Claro que sí.
Eso es un cuento.
Pues, después que renta ha sido un grave error, pero ya rectifiqué y me he dado cuenta aquí que tu engaño fue un horror. Pero ya mi corazón está libre del dolor y en mi mente ya no queda ni la esencia del dolor. Claro que sí, mami. Pues a mí tú no me quieres para nada. Yo te tengo que castigar de esa forma así. Vete ya. Déjame tranquilo, amor. Y es que a ti no te da pena que con tus mentiras, nena, ya tu vida es un horror.
Déjame tranquilo ya. Eso es un cuento. Tú no me quieres para
nada. Ya tú no me quieres más. Tú no me quieres para nada. Por eso contigo, nena, yo no me quiero quedar.
Déjame tranquilo ya. Eso es un cuento. Tú no me quieres para nada.
Pues quieres estar haciendo un grave error. Pero ya rectifiqué y me he dado cuenta que tú no sientes amor por nadie, mami. Que te fugaste, tú te mandaste, te lo buscaste. Tú a mí me matas, me abogas, me rompes el coco y yo me vuelvo loco. Pero con mentira, esto no camina. Tú sigues divulgando, que sigues difamando sobre mí. Por eso yo, mamita, te digo hasta aquí. Porque con mi amor tú acabaste, my love. Y con mi cariño terminaste. Por eso digo adiós, que te vaya bien, adiós. Escúchame, recuerda como digo yo. Ya no te quiero ver más. De ti no quiero saber nada.
Adiós.
Que te vaya bien, muy bien.
Adiós.
Pa' que te quieran también.
Adiós.
Que no te quiero ver más.
Adiós.
Que te vaya bien, muy bien.
Adiós.
De ti no quiero saber nada.
Adiós.
Pa' que te quieran también.
Adiós.
Thought that rap and salsa would go together so well. That's what that is. It's definitely not reggaeton, I'll tell you that much. That is Bimbo G out of Cuba, and that song is called Tu No Me Quieres Pa Na from him. And before that, we heard from another Cuban band called Frijole Negro. That's, or if you said it anglicized, it would be Frijole Negro. So it's kind of a pun, the band's name. Their new album is called Superfinos Negros. And we heard the song Caballeros para el Monte, which is derived from Chan Chan, the same song that we heard starting out that set, but in a cover version out of North Africa by a singer named Ronnie, who's from Morocco and Tunisia. And you can find that on a really good new compilation that's called The Rough Guide to Latin Arabia. There's actually more Latin Arabian songs than you would expect, or at least than I would expect, and that's why I enjoyed that record, found it quite surprising and entertaining and educational as well. You're listening to Global A-Go-Go, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Radio for the rest of us, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. That brings us to the end of another edition of Global A-Go-Go. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. I'm heading out of town. I will be back in time for my show next week, and I'm going to be doing my best of 2006 show. It's actually going to be a two-parter, so 2 weeks from now you'll be hearing even more of the best of 2006. But that's what you had to look forward to after Christmas, and I hope everyone has a great holiday, and I'll see you guys next week. We're going to finish it off here with one more song in that bag from a fellow named Edicio Alejandro, also out of Cuba. This is called No Mas, and the last thing you'll hear from me is a dance mix from a Mexican group called Titan. Corazon is the song, and then it's Christian. He's in the house, and he is ready to go for this modern beat, so stay tuned right here on WRIR for lots of great music. I will see you guys next week.
Mujer maldita, pero tus sentimientos son como fuego.
Quiero pasar.
Con tu perfidia se desangraba mi corazón. Ahora comprendo, óyelo bien. Como el amor de una madre no hay ninguno.
Bebe, no quiero bebe.
No lo hago.
Que la cante mi alma, mi corazón. Me voy ya. Me voy para allá.
No me desprecies más, dime la verdad.
Que te hice daño, niña, me arrepiento, no fijas que